On Saturday, on the green in Sharon, Connecticut, a group called Save Sharon Hospital held a rally. At that rally, about 150 to 200 people showed up to hear various speakers talk about their views about the impending or possibility of losing a delivery service in the maternity department at Sharon Hospital. And in the end, we spoke with several of the participants. Our first interview we did was with Maria Horn, who is running for our representative in the 64th District in Connecticut against Brian Oler as a Democrat. We spoke to Maria Horn about how the Attorney General might get involved. In her latest press release, she is pressing the Attorney General to get involved in the process.
And then finally, I want to thank,
that have helped focus, I think, our efforts in two different directions. One is the fact that the Attorney General always has jurisdiction over public funds. And in this case, public funds were invested in the acquisition of Sharon Foss Hospital. And in fact, there are up to $6 million worth of public funds that could possibly be continued to be invested in it in the future. So conversations are already going on between the Foundation for Community Health and the Attorney General's office to ensure that those funds get expended properly. The other avenue, which we can all really focus on, is to make sure that the Office of Healthcare Strategy holds hearings with respect to both the merger that's proposed between HealthCrest and Western Connecticut Health Network and the proposed closure of the maternity ward. It's important to note that they have not yet filed a certificate of need, a formal request to close that unit. So they will be required to do that, and when they do, there is a notice period, and the OCHA, the Office of Healthcare Advocacy, can compel hearings at which we can get answers to the many questions that we have, and we need those answers in order to craft a long-term solution.
And finally, your advice to people, what's their next step to do after a day like today?
I think two things. One, the Moores have put together a few great letters, which we should all sign and send off, because it helps make sure that the various people involved here understand how deeply we care about our hospital and how invested we are in it in creating solutions going forward. I also think, I have also spoken with Herbert about crafting a list of questions so that we are prepared when we do have those public hearings on the closure of the maternity ward, that we can get very specific questions answered. And I think if we all band together from our various perspectives, we can get some really good questions asked and answered that can provide, fill out the picture.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Marshall.
Next, after the rally was over, we saw Brian Oler, who is the current representative in our district for the 64th District, and spoke to him about some of his views about the rally and what's going on with maternity at the hospital.
We just got finished speaking to Maria Horn. Now we're going to speak to Brian Oler, who is our representative. And nice turnout here on the green today.
It's a wonderful turnout. Beautiful Saturday.
Now, this is obviously a real important issue for this many people to show up on a warm morning and stay out here for the full 2 hours. I think maybe the eyes are opened a little bit at HealthQuest.
They certainly are. And over the last 2 weeks since this news first went public, I think there's been a lot of information out there that people had to filter through social media, through radio, TV. But for everyone to come out here and listen to everyone speak of the facts, whether it's creating a timeline of how HealthQuest went from 2016 to today, actions going forward, grassroots effort, all of this is important in the overall scope.
Now, something that came up with the Republican American, Ruth Epstein, said that, you know, no matter what's decided, basically, over the three-year period, there doesn't appear to be a future in HealthQuest's mind for delivering maternity.
And then that's inaccurate. I mean, there is always a need for full-scale maternity services at the hospital in particular. And their current certificate of need right now to take over Western Connecticut Health Network, taking over all the healthcare services along Route 7, I'm going to be asking on Monday that the Office of Healthcare Access put that on hold until they realize that they have not upheld to their CON from 2016.
And your advice to people that have been here today and other people listening on what they can do?
Keep calling into the hospital. Call President Cordeau, Chief Nursing Officer Christina McCulloch. Let them know just how important this hospital is, and that as community first, not corporate first.
All right, Brian, I'll let you get back to the crowd.
Thank you.
And then after the rally was over, we spoke to the organizer of the rally, one of the organizers, and also one of the organizers of Save Sharon Hospital, Herbert Moore.
Well, it's after the event here on the Green in Sharon. I saw the people start to assemble early, and you had hundreds of people here on the Green, Herbert.
Absolutely. I think what we saw today was a real outpouring of community support because, frankly, it's an important issue to us, and the hospital is important to this community.
So now I've spoken to a lot of people, and of course Maria Horn and Brian Oler, and there's many more steps to go now. This is just the first step for you folks.
No, absolutely. This is very much the first step. But I think what people realize right now is that HealthQuest has made promises to the town and to the community and availed themselves as community funds, and they frankly haven't kept those promises, and people are concerned. People are concerned that if they haven't kept these promises, how they'll perform in the future and what the future is for health in this region if we don't have a partner we can trust. So the next step here is we are actively engaging our politicians. We've collected hundreds of signatures to reach out to the Attorney General, the Office of Healthcare Management, and the Office of Healthcare Access in the state. And those will be our partners as we seek to compel HealthQuest or hopefully even work with HealthQuest to come up with a better solution for the Sharon Hospital.
Were you a bit concerned about the article in the Republican American?
I didn't read it. I'm embarrassed to say. Well,
it basically wound up with the HealthQuest saying that matter over the long run, the total answer for maternity services at Sharon Hospital still remains very, very much in question with that.
Well, the healthcare of 2018, the HealthQuest of 2018 should really talk to the HealthQuest of 2016 because either one of them is willfully ignorant or one of them is not telling things that square with facts. If you look at what they said in their 2016 Certificate of Need when they sought to take over the Sharon Hospital, they said that 403 births would happen in Sharon Hospital in 2020. And when you listen to Peter Oler on, not WKZ anymore, but WHDD a few days ago, he said that in 2020, he expected 160 births. I really don't know how they square those kinds of facts. When they want to take the hospital over, they paint a picture of growing community, growing births, people they can bring in from within the community who are going to Vassar Brothers or going to Rhinebeck but live within the primary service area of Sharon Hospital, and they say that they can bring them to Sharon Hospital. And then once they have control of the hospital, all of a sudden the tune changes drastically, and they say that the population is plummeting, which frankly isn't true.
All right, now you've gotten through this. You've got, of course, they're on Facebook, Save Sharon Hospital.
Yes.
How's the best? Is that the best way for people to get a hold of you and find out what's going on?
Oh, Marshall, you actually spurred us when you asked us, what if people don't have Facebook? And if you'd like to find us, we put up a site, medium.com/@SaveSharonHospital, with the at as an A sign. And that has all of the writing that we've done so far. And it's been gratifying to see people that don't have Facebook. We see the usage stats really start to pick up there as people are looking this up.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and good job on this rally.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all the support.
Then, on my way out of the rally, I noticed a person in the back holding a sign, "Ask me about the water." Nobody had gone up to him, as far as I knew. So, on my way out, hey, I was there to record people and get interviews. I stepped up to the person holding the sign and held this interview.
All right, as I was leaving this rally today, there was a sign, "Ask about the water." So I said, you know what, I'll bite. And so I'm asking about the water.
So June 20th, there was an unknown substance that presented itself in the instrumentation washer and faucets throughout the OR of Sharon Hospital. It's unidentified. They don't know if it's harmful, toxic. They don't know if it's just localized to the OR itself. It could be widespread in food services. Patients, visitors, employees alike are being exposed to this. And it's been going on for almost a month now.
How do you know about this? Is it a reliable source from within the hospital?
It is.
That's what I need to know. I will follow up and I will ask the Sharon Hospital about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there you have it. We covered the rally. By the way, the rally in its entirety can be seen on CATV6 and on, of course, the Robin Hood Radio TV website, which is at catv6.com. Click on the Vimeo link, and you can see the whole rally with everybody speaking as well. And, of course, we will be covering the story and speaking to Sharon Hospital later on in the coming week. I'm Marshall Miles on the green in Sharon, Connecticut, for Robin Hood Radio.